In a lot of ways, this litigation will have a lot to say about what your privacy rights are going into the next century. The question in the case is whether a U.S. warrant works to compel the disclosure of data that's outside the United States. A subsidiary question is whether foreign governments' legal process is also going to work in the United States to compel the disclosure of your data to foreign governments. That's a big deal.
We're dealing with laws right now that were written in 1986, when you couldn't have fathomed how technology has been infused throughout everything that manufacturers do. We need the law, we need Congress to act, we need the current environment to reflect the 21st century shop floor, how technology is being used by all our member companies.
I think it's a really big deal. This case in general is a really big deal because it's a question about who gets to control access to our data. It's about who sets the rules and who gets to set the rules for data that's stored not just elsewhere but also within the United States. This case is crying out for real engagement by both the executive branch and the legislative branch and the international community kind of writ large. And that there is a real need to think through rules governing cross-border access to data by law enforcement.
I don't think there needs to be a trade-off between national security and privacy. Right now, though, the processes for international law enforcement to work together are analog, unclear, and inconsistent from country to country. I think if it were possible for a few like-minded governments to come together to work on a process that was clear and efficient, that would be good for security around the world. At the end of the day, we are going to be better off if, as allies, we are trading information together rather than trying to go it alone.
As a former law enforcement official, I don't think that privacy and security need be in tension with each other. This case is exactly the perfect example of that. I think law enforcement interests are best served here when countries cooperate with each other, and at the same time, privacy interests are best protected when countries cooperate with each other.